This week, the U.S. government committed over $2 billion to companies like IBM and GlobalFoundries. It wasn't for today's semiconductors, it was for tomorrow's quantum computers. At the same time, an executive order mandated that all critical federal systems be quantum-proof by 2030. The race isn't coming, it's here. Is your company's data, your IP, and your supply chain ready for what happens next? You're listening to Troy Technical Intelligence. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology that is reshaping global industry. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, the quantum computing landscape experienced a seismic shift. We're seeing a massive injection of government capital in the U.S., a surge in private funding for strategic European tech, and tangible timelines for when these machines will start solving real-world business problems. It's a story of national strategy, private sector acceleration, and the urgent need for cybersecurity readiness. Troy, we're not talking about theoretical physics anymore, are we?
Not at all, Susie. The theme this week is industrialization. We've moved from the lab to the foundry, and from research papers to production roadmaps. For executives in manufacturing and trade, this is the moment quantum stops being a curiosity and becomes a strategic imperative.
Let's start with the biggest headline. Washington's massive financial commitment, a new executive order, and over $2 billion in CHIPS Act funding. Troy, break down what just happened.
On June 22nd, President Trump signed two executive orders. The first directs the U.S. to develop a scientifically useful quantum computer by 2028. The second, and more immediately impactful, is titled Securing the Nation Against Advanced Cryptographic Attacks. It mandates that federal systems migrate to what's called post-quantum cryptography, or PQC, with hard deadlines of 2030 for key establishment and 2021 for digital signatures.
So PQC is essentially encryption that a quantum computer can't break. Why is this so urgent for government systems?
Because of the harvest now, decrypt later threat. Adversaries can capture encrypted data today, financial records, military secrets, intellectual property, and store it, waiting for a sufficiently powerful quantum computer to exist that can break the encryption. The 2030 deadline is an admission that this threat is now on a fixed timeline.
And the $2 billion? Where is that money going?
That's the manufacturing side of the strategy. The Department of Commerce is allocating $2.013 billion in CHIPS Act incentives to 9 quantum companies. The lion's share, $1 billion, goes to IBM to build a dedicated quantum foundry. GlobalFoundries gets $375 million to integrate quantum architectures into existing semiconductor processes.
A quantum foundry. So we're talking about a factory for building quantum computers?
Precisely. It's about building a domestic supply chain for the core hardware. The other recipients, companies like Atom Computing, Psi Quantum, D-Wave, and Quantinium, will receive up to $100 million each to scale their unique technologies, from neutral atoms to photonics. For U.S. and European manufacturers, this means two things. First, the defense and aerospace supply chains will be the first to feel the pressure to adopt PQC. If you're a supplier, expect new cybersecurity requirements soon. Second, it signals a massive onshoring effort for next-generation computing hardware, creating opportunities for suppliers of specialized materials, cryogenic equipment, and precision lasers.
And for trading companies?
Sourcing and partnerships just became highly political. Aligning with these CHIPS Act-funded companies is a strategic advantage. For European distributors, understanding which U.S. firms are getting government backing is critical for identifying stable, long-term partners. The actionable insight for executives is stark. Initiate a cryptographic audit immediately. You need to know where your critical data is, what encryption protects it, and how long that data needs to remain secure. The transition to PQC is a multi-year project, and the starting gun was just fired.
While the U.S. is using public funds to build a domestic industry, Europe is seeing huge private investment in strategic tech. A German company, Quantum Systems, just raised an enormous funding round. What do they do?
Quantum Systems is a Munich-based startup that builds autonomous systems, primarily high-performance drones for defense and security. On July 3rd, they closed a Series D round of 1 billion euros, which is about $1.2 billion, at a valuation of 7 billion euros. The round was led by major players including Blackstone and, significantly, Airbus.
Airbus, the aerospace giant. That feels like more than just a financial investment.
It's a strategic partnership.
This funding is explicitly for scaling production, securing their supply chain, and developing more advanced AI for networked autonomous systems. This signals Europe's intent to build its own defense technology champions to reduce reliance on foreign suppliers. For US and European manufacturers, this is a major development. It's creating a new, well-funded prime contractor in the European defense ecosystem. This opens up significant supply chain opportunities for companies specializing in avionics, composite materials, sensor packages, and edge computing hardware.
So a German drone company's success could mean new contracts for a component maker in France or the United States?
Exactly. And it's not an isolated event. We also saw IQM Quantum Computers, a Finnish company, become the first European quantum firm to list on a major U.S. exchange. They debuted on the NASDAQ on July 2nd with a valuation of $1.9 billion. This gives them access to U.S. capital markets to compete globally.
What should trading and distribution companies take from this?
Market access and specialization are key. Quantum Systems will be scaling its distribution infrastructure in partner markets. For trading firms, securing distribution rights for these advanced European autonomous systems in North America or Asia could be a major coup. It's also a signal to watch the European tech scene very closely. The capital is flowing, and regional champions are emerging.
And the actionable takeaway for our listeners?
Re-evaluate your view of the European tech landscape. It's not just about software and e-commerce anymore. Deep tech, hardware-focused companies with national strategic importance are achieving massive scale. U.S. firms should be actively seeking partnership and supply chain integration opportunities with these rising European players, especially in the defense and aerospace sectors.
We've talked about government funding and private investment, but when do these technologies actually start solving business problems? This week, we saw some very specific timelines emerge, particularly in finance and pharmaceuticals.
That's right. The focus is shifting to practical application. A great example is the deepened partnership between French bank Crédit Agricole CIB and Pascal, a neutral atom quantum computing company. They've been collaborating since 2019, but they just announced a new phase with a clear goal: deploying quantum computing in production for capital markets by 2028.
Production in 2028? What specific problems will they be solving?
They're targeting two core financial challenges: counterparty credit default risk measurement and portfolio optimization. These are computationally massive problems that are currently handled by classical Monte Carlo simulations. The bet is that by 2028, Pascal's quantum hardware will be able to provide a quantum advantage, meaning a faster or more accurate solution than any classical computer.
And we saw something similar in life sciences?
Yes, at the Bio 2026 AI Summit, the consensus was that 2025 and 2026 represent a turning point for quantum in biopharma. The big news was a breakthrough by IBM and the Cleveland Clinic, who in March 2026 successfully simulated the electronic structure of a 303-atom protein using a hybrid quantum classical workflow.
A hybrid workflow? So that's a classical supercomputer and a quantum computer working together?
Precisely. The classical computer handles the bulk of the problem, but it offloads the most complex part, the quantum mechanical interactions that are impossible to simulate classically, to the quantum processor. For U.S. and European manufacturers, particularly in material science and chemicals, this is the model for the future. You won't replace your R&D labs with a quantum computer. You will augment them. This hybrid approach will be used to design new catalysts, polymers, and alloys with specific properties, dramatically shortening development cycles.
What does this mean for trading companies and distributors in these sectors?
It signals the birth of a new service industry. Companies will soon be selling quantum as a service for specific industrial problems. We're already seeing this with Sandbox AQ's quantum-inspired AI models, AQCAT for material science, and AQ Potency for biopharma, which just launched on the Google Cloud Marketplace. Distributors need to think about how to package and sell these computational services alongside physical products.
So the actionable insight here.
Begin pilot projects now. The target date of 2028 is no longer theoretical. Companies in finance, pharma, and advanced materials should identify a specific computationally bound problem in their R&D or risk management pipeline. The time to partner with a quantum hardware or software firm like Pascal, IBM, or Classic is now, to build the expertise and be ready to leverage the hardware when it comes online.
All right, Troy, it's been a massive week for quantum. Let's distill it down. What are the three key takeaways for executives?
First, the U.S. government has mandated the future of cybersecurity.
The 2030 PQC migration deadline for federal systems is a clear signal to all industries. The harvest now, decrypt later threat is real, and the clock is ticking for every company with long-term sensitive data. Your cryptographic inventory and migration plan needs to be on your strategic agenda this year.
Second, the industrial map is being redrawn. Europe is successfully creating strategic champions in high-tech hardware, like Germany's quantum systems. This isn't just a regional story. It creates new, well-funded players in the global supply chain for defense, aerospace, and autonomous systems, offering major opportunities for component manufacturers and distributors worldwide.
And third, the timeline for practical quantum advantage has crystallized, with major players in finance and pharma targeting production use cases for 2028. Quantum computing is transitioning from a research project to a competitive tool. The hybrid quantum classical model is the clear path forward, meaning businesses don't need to wait for a perfect machine. They need to start integrating quantum capabilities into their existing R&D workflows now.
So the key actions are audit your cryptography, scout for European partners, and launch a quantum pilot project.
Exactly. Proactive engagement is no longer optional.
That's all the time we have for this week's briefing. The pace of change is accelerating, and we'll be here to track the developments and translate them into actionable business intelligence. Thank you for tuning in to Troy Technical Intelligence.
Follow us wherever you get your podcasts to ensure you don't miss next week's analysis. I'm Troy.
And I'm Susie. We'll talk to you next week.